Unusual places. It turns out the world is a very mysterious place and there are strange things happening in it at any given time. There are places that seem to be more dangerous than others. I am not talking about areas which have a lot of crime, I am talking about areas that are just plain strange. Look at all the ships and planes that have gone missing in the Bermuda Triangle. It turns out there is an area in space where satellites get disrupted. As for the Bermuda Triangle, it is hardly ever connected to what I am going to tell you. It has been claimed there is a weakness above the Bermuda Triangle in the Earth's magnetic field. I am not saying this is the cause of things disappearing, I am just saying it is said to exist and you can draw your own conclusions. Perhaps even if this doesn't directly cause problems, it might be responsible for something else which does. When there is a weak magnetic field, more radiation from cosmic rays reaches the Earth's surface. Now let me tell you what some experts say about being exposed to a weak magnetic field. They claim it can cause anxiety, suicide, depression, make you feel sick and tired. It can even cause headaches. Could the weak magnetic field over the Bermuda Triangle have caused these effects in people, and could that be one of the reasons boats and planes sometimes disappear? Some places are just strange. I am not talking about the paranormal. Take for example the town which used to be populated in Pennsylvania, but which is now empty. I wonder if anyone can picture a fire burning for hundreds of years. Some might think this is impossible, but the former town of Centralia could prove them wrong. There were coal mines under the town and somehow one of the veins of anthracite caught fire and quickly spread to other veins. Unfortunately for the town, the type of coal known as anthracite has the most energy and burns the longest, making matters even worse. It is said there could be enough coal under Centralia to keep burning for a very long time. In the beginning, when the fire was first discovered, some people thought they could still live there, but as roads melted and such, everyone was ordered out of the town. One very strange place is Nazca, Peru. It is a puzzle still waiting to be solved. When one goes there, they notice lines, ancient lines in the ground. They don't look like anything in particular, but from the air it is a different story. If one flies over Nazca, they see the lines are drawings of animals, people or beings and complex geometric shapes. It seems to some they were created for people to see from the air. This begs the question, how were they drawn on the ground unless they could have been directed from the air, and why were they made in the first place? Some say they believe this was done so the gods would be pleased, and others say these gods were really extraterrestrials. Getting back to strange fires, there is a place known as the Door to Hell. It is located in Turkmenistan. Scientists call it the Darvatsa gas crater. The reason for this is said to be the fact the Door to Hell sits above the world's largest natural gas reserve. It seems to me this is money going up in smoke. I guess it is not possible to put the fire out, or it would have been done already. Some people think this is some sort of paranormal event. Jervis Bay in Australia is a tourist attraction. It became popular because something happens there almost on schedule which doesn't happen hardly anywhere else on the planet. It is a place where the beaches contain some of the whitest sand in the world, and maybe this would still attract people, but not as many as what I am going to tell you about. People go there to see the bioluminescence. It is caused by plankton which glow in the dark and give a haunting feel to the waters in the area. You can't blame people for flocking there hoping to see this beautiful sight. There is a lake located in the Ngorongoro district of Arusha in Tanzania. The lake is a sort of reddish color and is said to be the deadliest lake in the world. It is said its high concentration of natron causes the lake to be extremely alkaline. Even the area near the lake suffers. I guess anything with the label deadliest lake in the world will attract tourists. There is a place which is known as Jellyfish Lake. It is located on Isle Mork Island in Palau. It is said millions of golden jellyfish migrate across the lake on a daily basis. In case you are wondering how the jellyfish get into the lake, The lake is connected to the ocean by tunnels in the limestone of an ancient reef. Many of the jellyfish seem to remain in the lake. Jellyfish are interesting animals. They have no brains yet seem to be able to function. If one were to go down about 49 feet, there would be no oxygen in the water. One of the strangest places in the world is located near Necaxa, Mexico. It is known as the Cave of Crystals. It contains crystals, some of which are over 39 feet long and 3.25 feet wide. Over the cave, a mountain exists which contains zinc and silver. The cave is a dangerous place to go into. It is extremely hot and one could die if they stayed more than a few minutes, unless they had special equipment. I bet many people didn't know there was a place which is a cat island. Japan has a few of them. They are called cat islands because the cat populations outnumber the human one significantly. One is called Aoshima Island. The cats outnumber the humans 6-1. The island is very tiny and there are not many humans in this small fishing village. When people go to the island, the cats usually go to the dock to see them and do cat things like maybe make nice to them. I would like to end this article with a strange but famous place, and it is Easter Island, where the local name for the island is Rapa Nui. Hundreds of giant statues dot the island, which are known as the Moai, which were said to have been made between 1680 and 1867. We don't know why they were made, how they were moved, and what happened to most of the people who once lived there.